You said our snippet series is sponsored by Dr. Robert and Judy Brookstein in memory of her mother, my wife's grandmother, Edith Goldsmith, Esther Bas Yaakov. To pick up where we left off, we've been going through the Birchos Krishma, the two brachos that precede Shema, and the bracha that follows. Shema, of course, is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. It concretizes a relationship. In our introduction, we spoke about the rhythm and the development of davening. Psukei Dezimra is the courtship. We get to know Hashem. We know Him through His guiding hand in nature, and we know Him through His guiding hand in Jewish history. After a courtship, when there's a commitment, one is ready to make a commitment towards the other. Shema represents our commitment, not only Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, to accept His dominion and His providence over us, but also our obligation, our responsibility, our accountability as a result, Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos. Love in Judaism is not a adjective, love is a verb. It is a commitment to meet the needs of the other, and that's the Bircha Shema. And Shema, Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos. And then once there's the courtship, and once there is the commitment, then there is the intimate connection, that rendezvous, the ability to be together and the ability to be alone, and that is the Amida, when we appear before God and we speak to Him directly. So we've been making our way through the first bracha of Birchos Kriya Shema, and we are up to the words, Kel Baruch Gidol Deya, Hechinu Fa'al Zarecha Ma. So going through these words, even as I am preparing, I realize a great indictment on myself. Es Chata'ai Ani Maskir. How many years we've been saying these words, and while certain phrases or clauses jump out at us, we have a responsibility to understand all that we're saying and to be moved by it. Kel Baruch Gidol Deya. What does that mean? Kel Baruch, God is blessed. God is blessed. What does He have? Beautiful things, long life, good looking. What's the bracha? What does it mean to describe God as Kel Baruch? So of course the answer is not God is blessed in the sense that He is the recipient of blessing, but God is the source of all blessing. He's Kel Baruch. Whatever bracha we hope for, whatever bracha we need, He is the source of that bracha. Not any other human being, not any other material or physical possession. He is the Kel Baruch. He is the God who is the source of all bracha. Milashon brecha, like a flow, like a river. Bracha all flows from Him. Gidol Dea. What does Gadol Dea mean? Gidol Dea, we've been saying it for many years. Gidol Dea means God is. Gadol means He is not only the one who has a great or vast amount, but He is benevolent in His capacity or willingness to share it. Atachonein la'adam das. Hashem, any wisdom, any insight, any knowledge that we have, any intellect that we have, it is only because of the graciousness of Hashem. Ask somebody who lives with a loved one whose memory is beginning to fade. Ask someone suffering from dementia or worse, and we can understand and appreciate that Hashem is the Gedol Dea. He's chonein la'adam das. He gives us the ability to remember and to think and to analyze and to draw correct conclusions, and to have wisdom. Hechinu fa'al zahre chama. He prepared and He made the zahre chama. What are the zahre chama? The rays of the sun. Why is that significant? We'll talk about it in a moment. If not tonight, we'll continue with it next time. Well, you should notice a pattern by now. Kel, Baruch, Gedol, Deya, Hechin, Ufa'al. Anyone noticing a pattern? It's following the Aleph Beis. The Avud Raham points out that here in the first bracha of Shema, we've now transitioned from random assembling letters to specifically orchestrating or curating according to the order of the Aleph Beis. Why are we following the order of the Aleph Beis? So the answer is because what else is written with the Aleph Beis? What is the greatest piece of literature in all of time? Hashem's diary that's written with the Aleph Beis, of course, is Torah. The pasuk in Yirmiyah says, "Im labrisi yomam v'layla chuka shamayim v'aretz lo samti." Torah is the greatest expression. Torah is the greatest coordination of Aleph Beis. It is the blueprint of creation. It is the wisdom of the world. Torah is the very air that we breathe. It's everything. So if we want to praise Hashem, we utilize the very alphabet, the very letters that He used to give us His diary. We take that same alphabet and we follow that order in order to be able to praise Him. That heaven and earth and all of creation, first bracha of Shema, we're dealing with Yotzer HaMa'oros. Hashem is the source and creator of the heavenly luminaries, the planets, the stars, the moon. So heaven and earth, Shamayim Va'aretz Lo Samti, in Labrisa Yomam V'Lai, L'chuka Shamayim Va'aretz Lo Samti, heaven and earth and all of creation are for Torah. It's not that we're here to live in this world, enjoy its benefits. Oh, we also have to keep Torah as a hobby on the side. It complements our lives. It is the very purpose of why we're here. It is the essence of creation. It is the engine and the driver that keeps this world going. It is the absolute authoritative source of morality and ethics, always, everywhere, and forever. So by using the very same letters of the alphabet, the Aleph Beis, which Torah was written with, to recognize and acknowledge heaven and earth, it is an affirmation that we understand that heaven and earth and all of this world are really here for Torah. The Ravan writes that just like Ashrei, the Gemara tells us in Brachos, Daf, Dalad, that Ashrei, the Delos, the Ashrei, that just like Ashrei, one who says it each day is guaranteed Olam Haba because they're capturing Aleph to Taf, minus Nun, we don't want to recognize Nofel, although it's hinted, so Mech Hashem L'chol HaNoflim. So too in this context, when we're praising Hashem about the great luminaries, and we do so recognizing, utilizing the Aleph praise, then we are praising, we're praising Hashem. This is also, the Aleph praise was used just to end, we're out of time, but relevant to our Parsha. We know Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world with 10 sayings. He used the Aleph Beis. When Bezalel created the Mishkan, the Gemara tells us in Brachos that he makabel la'olam ma'elyon v'tachton b'lashon HaKodesh Hashem kol nivra magder ha'mezikoch shel osa nivra. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bezalel designed a Mishkan below that corresponded with a sanctuary above. He too utilized the Aleph Beis. In our Parsha, Adam Arishon gives every animal a name. And he did so in Lashon HaKodesh, she gave them a Hebrew name, a Jewish name, and he used the Aleph Beis. When you see creation, you see utilizing the Aleph Beis, the ultimate expression of creation, and the creation of our praise of Hashem utilizes it here in this section as well.